弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
睡醒了吗？
You awake yet?
我们看两个地方的圣经。
Let's read two passages together.
我们先看提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章，我们看第十节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 10。
但你已经服从了我的教训、秉性、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love, perseverance.
我们再看。提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4。
提摩太前书第四章，我们看第十二节。
First Timothy 4:12。
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上，多做信徒的榜样。
Let no one despise your youth.But be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
中文圣经跟英文圣经有一点点的不同。
There's a minor difference between the Chinese and English translations.
大部分的英文圣经是多了，英文圣经是多了一个在灵里头。
The English translation have an addition saying in spirit.
但中文圣经是没有的。
There is no such word in the Chinese version.
那所以我是照着中文圣经讲，那个在灵里头我就不说了。
And so I will not speak to you about in spirit this morning.
其实怎么说，每次早堂啊，我都是不太像讲道的。
Always that in the first meeting in the morning, I hesitate to preach.
因为我都很希望来跟年轻人有一些的分享，给大家一些的帮助跟鼓励。
I like to have some sharing with the young people, brothers and sisters, have some encouragement.
所以我尽量是不要把道理讲得太多，能希望把我心里的这些感觉来跟年轻的弟兄姊妹有一些分享。
So I try not to preach you about so many doctrines, but to share what's in my heart.
感谢主，过去神的老仆人来这里跟弟兄姊妹有交通。
We thank our Lord that the servant of the Lord came to fellowship with us.
我相信弟兄姊妹都从我们弟兄那里得到很多的帮助。
I know that many of you have received great help from our brother.
但在我里头，我有一个叫我很有感觉的一个事情。
There's a deep burden in me.
就是原来我发觉很多年轻人都希望有些人来做他们的领导，有些人让他们老师来帮助他们。
That the young people have a great desire to be led and to be taught.
原来你没有这个心，但对不起，原来我一直都不知道。
You have this heart, but forgive me for saying I did not know before.
那如果你真有这样的心的话，那我是非常的高兴。
Now I'm really happy that if you have this heart.
我想如果有这样的心的话，主必须要在我们中间做更大的事情。
Now if there is such desire, the Lord will do greater work.
但是因为我听见你们讲的话，我心头有些的感觉。
Now I have some feelings upon hearing what you said.
我想我应该把一些我们弟兄姊妹怎么能够在主面前往前的一些的方向，能跟弟兄姊妹们说一点。
I would like to tell you some directions of how to go forward.
你知道在圣经里面告诉我们一件事情。
In the Bible it tells us one thing.
如果一个人能够在神里头有用。
Now if one person needs to be used in God.
如果一个人能够真的在神的家里头发挥功用的话。
And if one is to function in the household of God.
有两个事情是必须要具备的。
The person needs to have two characters.
第一个是需要有教训。
Needs to be taught.
如果没有好的教训的话，
if there's no good doctrine,
那你什么事情都不知道，那谈不上怎么去服侍。
You don't know anything, then we can't say how to serve.
那第二个是什么？
What's the second one then?
第二个就是要榜样。
The second one is an example.
你不但能够把话讲出来，
not only someone can preach the doctrine,
不但把一个正确的做事的方法告诉我们，
not only can tell us what is right to do,
我们还需要有好的榜样摆在弟兄姊妹的跟前。
We need to have a good example set before the brothers and sisters.
我在主面前实在有些感觉。
I have this burden before the Lord.
恐怕我的道理讲得太多。
I'm afraid that I have preached too much doctrine.
但我给弟兄姊妹们的榜样太少。
But I lack example for you.
所以我是一直讲一直讲，好像弟兄姊妹都没有什么帮助。
Now I kept on preaching, speaking, but it didn't help you much.
我感谢主的恩典，我有的时候在不同的地方服侍。
I thank the grace of the Lord that I can serve Him from different places.
我有的时候我的话讲过一遍两遍，你们如果听过了再听一次好了。
Sometimes I say things repeatedly.
前阵子我在香港。
I was in Hong Kong a while ago.
那些弟兄们就来找我。
Some brothers came to me.
然后他告诉我一些在教会里头的难处。
And they tell me some difficulties in the church.
然后他就问我说。
Then he asked me.
他说郭弟兄现在教会有这些难处，你要不要告诉我有什么方法能够把这个问题解决呢？
And he said, there's some difficulties that we have. Do you have some method that we can resolve these?
那我在主面前等候的时候，
as I was waiting for the Lord,
主把一个感觉放在我的里头。
And he put this feeling in me.
你知道我们人都想方法。
You know that humans, we think of methods.
当你有问题来的时候，我们就想到底有什么办法能够解决呢？
When we encounter a problem, we will think, how can we get through this?
因为我们认为说，只要我们找到那个方法，找到那个秘诀，问题就可以解决了。
We think that if we find the way, find the secret, we can solve this.
那弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们要学一个方法的话，
if we are to learn a method,
对我们来说是容易一点的。
And it's easier for us.
好像你不会开个车。
It's like you don't know how to drive.
那怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
你找个会的人。
You find someone who can.
那拿他来教你。
So the person will teach you.
这怎么这个台盘怎么弄？
So how do you steer?
那那个脚踏怎么用？
How do you step on the gas?
那你其实你这个方法你学会了。
Now these method if you learn them.
那你就很自然的，这个车就开在路上，很自由的你跑来跑去。
And you can maneuver the car on the road well.
我们都受这样的训练。
We've received such trainings.
你要做一个工程师。
If you want to be an engineer.
你要学怎么做工程师。
You need to learn how to be an engineer.
你要当个老师。
If you want to be a teacher.
你要学怎么做老师那个技巧。
You need to learn the skills of a teacher.
对吗？
Is that right?
今天弟兄姊妹，我们看见服事的事情，我们都用地上的方法来试想它。
Now we see the matter of serving, we think of it earthly ways.
我们认为说，只要我找到那个路。
We think that as long as I find that path.
只要我想到那个方法。
As long as I can come up with that method.
那问题就解决了。
And I can solve this.
所以那些弟兄们就来跟我说。
So those brothers came to me.
他说弟兄，如果你把方法教我们
，He asked brother if you can teach us the method.
那我虽然你走了以后，我只有你的方法，我就什么问题都解决了。
Now even though you leave us for somewhere else, as long as I have that method, I can solve these.
当我要跟他们交通的时候
，But when I was about to fellowship with them,
我就想到 Ian Bounds 他讲过的话。
I thought of Ian
Bounds,
what he said.
他说地上的人找方法。
He said that earthly people are seeking ways.
但神要找人。
But God is seeking people.
因为人就是神的方法。
Because people are the ways of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我不晓得你体会不体会。
I don't know if you understand that.
原来今天解决问题的不是你怎么做。
In fact, that it's not how you do it to solve the problem.
问题是你这个人有没有给神得着。
The problem is that have you been obtained by God?
如果神得着这个人，
if God has obtained this person,
拿到解决了问题。
And the problem is solved.
那弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
如果今天神得不到我们的话，
if God cannot obtain us today,
如果我们这个人不在神手里给神用的话，
if we're not in God's hand for him to use,
哦，弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你可以问我方法，
you can ask me about methods,
我可以教你很多的方法，
I can also teach you many methods,
但我要告诉弟兄姊妹，
but I need to tell you,
原来在神的家里头这一点用处都没有，
in the household of God, it's no use.
原来神不是注重我们地上的方法。
Because God does not care about earthly ways.
神要找一个人。
God is looking for someone.
我在主面前心里头有点难过。
I'm a little saddened before the Lord.
我想我在主面前是亏欠的弟兄姊妹。
I think that I'm in debt to the brothers and sisters.
我把道理教导大家。
I taught you, tell you many doctrines.
但我实在没有好的榜样给大家弟兄姊妹看见。
But I lacked an example for you to see.
我感谢主的恩典。
But I thank for the grace of the Lord.
主把一些年长弟兄摆在我的前面。
The Lord placed many elderly brothers and sisters before me.
我看见他们。
I saw them. I see them.
我真的在他们身上，我是学了一点东西。
I learned things from them.
大概今天我没有把好的榜样摆在弟兄姊妹的跟前。
Perhaps I did not put a good example before you.
所以你们学不到什么。
So that you didn't learn much.
主在我里面在提醒我。
And the Lord also reminded me.
刚才我们读这提摩太前书十二章的话。
We just read 1 Timothy chapter 4.
那里说你要把这个榜样摆在众人的跟前。
And it says to be an example to the believers.
什么叫做榜样？
So what is an example?
榜样就是一个标准。
An example is a standard.
就是如果你要做的话，这里有个标准放在这里。
And if you want to do something,That's the standard.
你要达到这个标准，你才是做对的。
As long as you meet the standard, you're doing the right thing.
如果你没有来到那个点上，
If you haven't come to that point,
你还不行。
You're lacking.
我如果你认识我，你知道我喜欢写这个毛笔字。
If you know me, you know that I like to write Chinese characters.
不是，
那
个
叫 what?
Calligraphy.
Calligraphy.
你不是随便拿个毛笔就写的。
And you can't just pick up a pen and do things.
你叫 pen 还叫 brush?
Brush.
你要拿起毛笔来，你不能说哎呀，我就写着随便乱写，不是可以的。
You can't just pick up a brush and draw things randomly.
我怎么写？
So how do I write it?
我要把一个这个字帖放在我的旁边。
I need to have a sample beside me.
我看着这个。
I look at that.
那看这个字怎么写。
I look at how the word was written.
然后我就拿起那个毛笔来，照样在写。
So pick up my brush and do the same.
开始的时候写的一点都不像。
At the beginning, it's not the same.
那跟它有点距离。
It's a distance from what I wrote to the standard.
但我拿起来我写的字跟它比一比。
If I compare the two.
那我知道哪个地方不够了。
I will know, okay, what's lacking.
然后我就再写。
Then I'll write it again.
然后我再写。
Then I'll write it again.
慢慢就比较靠近。
And then I get closer.
我年轻是花过点时间写字。
When I was younger, I spent some effort writing.
你知道我写得很像哦。
I came to a point that is very similar.
我写完以后
After I finish,
我把那个字啊那个字帖啊放在我的字底下几乎是完全一样
I put the example under my writing it's almost the same
我学会了
I learned it
但我必须把这个字那个标准放在我的旁边
But I must put that standard next to me
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters
今天我们来服侍主。
We come to serve our Lord.
一面感谢主，我们有主的话成为我们的界限。
On one hand, we have the word of the Lord that becomes our boundaries.
但我们同样需要在弟兄姊妹跟前有榜样。
But we also need to have examples before the brothers and sisters.
对的，今天一面我把这些责任这个感觉交通给你们。
It's true that I have fellowship with you such responsibility and burden to you.
但我在主面前也是存一个很 难过的心。
But I have the sad heart.
因为我越听见你们的要求。
I've heard about your what you need.
然后我越发觉原来我是这样的缺乏。
And then I realized I lack so much.
我想年纪大了一点，我说不要把东西闯得太多，我把我里头的东西都倒给你们。
I think that as I'm getting older, I don't want to keep things to me. I want to pour them out to you.
你说有的东西我今生都忘记不了。
There's things that I can never forget in my life.
大概五年以前。
About 5 years ago.
我们有一班弟兄跟江立松一起有交通。
There's a group of brothers that had a fellowship with Brother Kong.
那跟我在一起的弟兄，这是你们认识的。
Those brothers with me, you know them.
有彭东平弟兄。
Brother Pan.
有吴淼瑶弟兄。
Brother Wu.
有那个孙国铎弟兄。
Brother Sun.
有，反正都是你们知道那些服侍主的弟兄。
You know those servants.
那我是最小的一个。
And I'm the youngest.
我坐在哪里
？I was sitting there.
有一个弟兄就问一个问题。
The brother asked a question.
我忘记谁问了。
I forgot who asked.
他就问江弟兄。
So he asked Brother Kong.
他说江弟兄啊。
He said, Brother Kong.
现在我发觉年轻人啊，好像没有给主得着。
I realized that the young people have not been obtained by the Lord.
我也不知道怎么服侍年轻人。
And I don't know how to serve the young people.
他说江弟兄，好不好你把一些怎么服侍年轻人的办法告诉我们。
And so he asked, can you tell us some ways how to serve the young people?
哎呀，我在底下听，哎呀，这些问题问得可好了。
And I was sitting there, I said,Such a great question.
那我也想知道。
So I want to know.
然后我就看着我们前面弟兄，看他怎么回答。
So I wait for the brother to respond.
你知道我们弟兄怎么说呢
？So do you know how he answered?
我看见他的下巴，这下巴开始震抖。
I saw his the chin start to shaking.
然后他就哭了。
And he started to cry.
他说我对不起主我对不起主啊、
I feel sorry to the Lord
我没有训练年轻的弟兄
I did not train the younger ones
哎呀你知道他老人家这样一讲我们底下都没人给他打了一棍了、
You know that as soon as he said this every one of us was almost like being beaten down
他九十岁的老人家了。
He's 90 years old.
我们坐在底下的不是给他训练的吗
？We're the ones who are being trained by him.
我们每一个坐在底下都是给他训练的。
And every one of us were being trained.
难道他还要再训练他底下的人吗
？Then he needs to train the ones below him.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
我们这些问题就没有再问下去了。
We did not continue our questions.
因为我们弟兄告诉说，你们这些人根本没有尽好你们的本分啊。
Our brother is saying that you people did not do your part.
你们已经给我训练出来了。
You've been trained by me.
但是到底在你底下的人有没有给你训练？现在你还来问我
？But are you training the ones below you? Now that you're coming back to ask me.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，这是秘密哦。
I'll tell you the secret.
你不要随便乱讲出去，这个是少数人的聚会。
Don't tell this. This is a few people's meeting.
但我永远记得。
But I always remember this.
我们弟兄是一个榜样。
Our brother is an example.
但来到我们呢
？When it comes to us,
我们怎么来服侍
？How do we serve?
所以弟兄姊妹，今天虽然我把一些要求摆在众人的跟前
，So today that I put some standards before you，
但我也提醒我的自己
，But I also remind myself，
我亲爱的年轻弟兄姊妹
，Dear young brothers and sisters，
我这是我心里头的话
，This is the word from my heart，
不要学方，不要单单学方法
，Don't just learn methods，
不要单单以为学到一些办法就解决了问题。
Don't think that as long as you learn some method, you can solve the problems.
我们必须要成为要给神得着的人。
We must be someone who is obtained by the Lord.
我们必须在神手里头，给神能够做工作在我们身上的一个人。
We need to be someone who the Lord can work on us.
这样我们才有希望。
In that way, we have hope.
如果 你只是学到方法
，If all you learn is method，
弟兄姊妹原谅我，我有很多方法。
Forgive me, I have many methods。
如果你只希望学到这个事情来了怎么处理，那个事情来怎么处理，你只学到这外面的东西。
If all you want to learn is when this happened, what do I do? When that happened, what do I do? You just learn outward things。
那对整个的服事不起什么的功用。
And it's not much help for the serving, for service。
如果你原谅我。我多讲一点。
And if you forgive me for saying more,
有的时候我真不敢真的来训练你们。
I sometimes dare not to train you.
因为我不知道你受得了还受不了。
Because I don't know whether or not you can take it.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was younger.
我很小，年纪很小，我就戴眼镜。
When I was very young, I started wearing glasses.
然后你知道这个我年轻嘛，那很快那眼镜就弄得很松了。
You know when I was young, so the glasses became loose.
这个 frame 嘛。
The frame became loose.
那我怎么办呢？
So what do I do?
我记得啊，我去那个卖眼镜的人，他把这个 frame 这里，他这个弄一弄呢就紧起来了。
So I went to the glasses.
我记得他去那个弄，他们去弄。
Right. So someone fixed the glass.Glasses.
那我也学他了。
So I imitated him.
我把我眼镜脱下来，我就将
I also took my own glasses off and then I did things.
那你知道结果是什么
？So you know what happened?
一紧一弄，那就断了。
So it snapped.
哇！一下子我真的很害怕了。
Then I was afraid.
那今天你们没有关系，那个时候我弄破眼镜啊。这是一个很大的事情。
Back then, for break of glass frame, it's a big deal.
因为你知道，那个对于我的家庭来说，一个眼镜是非常贵的一个东西。
For my family, a pair of glasses is very expensive.
后来我学会了。
And then later on, I learned.
原来他们做以前啊，先有一个机器把这个塑胶啊，把它弄软了。
There was this machine that before they do the twisting, they would soften the frame.
我没有那个东西。
I don't have that machine.
所以那个架子啊没有软。
So my frame was not soft.
那所以我去弄它就断了。
As soon as I snap it, and it snapped.
今天我不敢来留你们。
I don't want to twist you today.
因为我怕你们不够柔软。
Because I don't think you're soft enough.
如果你们都是硬的话。
If you're very stiff.
那要么我力气很大。
If I use a lot of strength,
那把你们都弄断了。
I will snap you.
我以后就不来聚会了。
Then I won't come to meeting.
以后我有什么服事我也不来了。
And I won't serve whatever.
以后看见就郭定强我就走了。
If I, as long as I see Timothy, I will walk the other way.
那把你们弄断了怎么办呢？
So what do I do if I snap you?
那如果我怕弄断，我力气太小呢？
Now if I don't use enough strength,
那这转来转去呢，还没有效果。
It's just touching you is no effect.
那所以我在这里先说了。
So I'll say this beforehand.
如果你真的希望有领导。
If you want a leader.
如果你真的希望给你们一些的教导跟帮助。
If you really want a guidance.
好不好你先答应我们。
Would you like to agree to me?
那我代表在服侍你们的前面弟兄说话。
I represent the brothers who are before you.
因为大概不会是我做的。
because I'm not likely the one to do it.
你把自己在神手里成为柔软的。
In the hands of our God, make yourself soft.
这样神我们才能够在你身上做一点的工作。
And then we can do things on you.
我们实在害怕。
We're afraid.
如果我们力量用得太大
，If we use too much strength，
不但没有把你们改过来
，We don't even we not only not change you，
我们把你弄断了
，We will break you，
那怎么办呢
？So what happens then？
那所以弟兄姊妹两方面的要求
，So there are two sides， I ask you two things，
一面我们在主面前要好好检讨
，We need to check before our Lord, examine ourselves.
我们到底有没有好的榜样摆在年轻弟兄姊妹的跟前？
Do we have good examples before the younger ones?
对，我们应该只看我们的主。
it's true that we only look at our Lord. He is our best example.
但我们服侍的人,
but for us who serve, we also need to learn this.
我不单把这个教训教给大家,
we not only give them doctrines, we also need to place before the believers the path that we walk.
对于年轻的弟兄姊妹,
for the young brothers and sisters,
我但愿你在这个事情上能够柔软一点。
I hope that and on this matter you can be a little bit more soft.
然后你在神的手里才能更有用。
And you can be useful in the hands of our Lord.
保罗怎么提醒提摩太?
What did Paul remind Timothy?
他说你不要叫人看你见你年轻。
He said, let no one despise your youth.
你要有五个事情要成为众圣徒的榜样。
There are five things that you need to be an example to the believers.
是哪五个事情?
So which five?
在言语上,
in word,
在行为上,
in conduct,
在爱心, in 信心, love, 清洁上,
in love, faith, and purity.
我想这个你们都知道的。
I know that you know this.
其实不是一个很难体会的事情。
This is not something that's hard to understand.
但问题弟兄姊妹, 你知道是知道了。
But you know this, I know you know this.
但到底你的生活里头有没有留意这五方面?
But have you paid attention to these five aspects in your life?
我不需要细细的解释。
I don't need to explain this in detail.
我是要把一些重点来告诉你们。
I just want to tell you the important points.
我想如果你们当主日学老师的, 这五个点你都能够教小朋友。
I know that if you're a Sunday school teacher, you can teach these five things to the kids.
站在你的真的生活里面,
but in your life,
保罗说这五个事情,
Paul said these five things.
你要过一个生活,
you are to live a life.
这个生活要变成怎么样呢?
What is the life turning into?
变成一个的标准,
it's turning into a standard.
然后这个标准能够摆在众生徒的跟前,
the standard can be placed before the believers.
人家看见这个标准, 就知道, 哦, 这年轻人, 他已经到了这个程度了。
When they see these aspects of your life, they will see, oh, you have reached that standard.
我要学他。
I want to be like him.
我听说是被这是要求。
This is what is asked of you.
不是一点点,
it's not a little.
不是好一点点就好了,
it's not we get a little bit better.
保罗说你要成为一个榜样,
Paul said you need to be an example,
能够摆在众圣徒的跟前,
to be placed before the saints.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你现在这五方面学会了,
and if you truly learn these five aspects,
那实在是教会的祝福,
it is truly the blessing to the church.
第一个,
first of all,
言语,
in word.
我想你们都知道,
I know you know this.
对不起, 我很少跟你们很多, 讲很多的话,
I rarely say many things to you.
因为, 你们讲英文, 我讲中文,
because you speak English, I speak Chinese.
你知道我的英文不行,
you know my English is not that great.
所以我肯定不容易跟你们很多的沟通,
and so it's harder for me to communicate.
但弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, if someone is truly obtained by the Lord, the word, what he says, needs to be changed.
过去能讲的, 慢慢你就发觉,
the things that you can say in the past, slowly you realize you can't just say this.
你知道我年轻的时候,
when I was younger,
我很有一个办法,
I have a method that was good.
那不是good, 那是一个办法,
I have a method.
能够你讲一句话, 我顶你一句, 顶到你讲不出话来,
when you say something, I'll say something back to you until the point you have nothing to say.
那个时候我很喜欢这个,
I love that skill.
哇,这个,所以每个人跟我讲话的几句话都讲不下去了。
But you know, someone speaks to me as long as a few sentences, he couldn't continue.
然后当然对长辈我不敢了。
Now, I dare not to do this to the elderly.
但是对我同辈的人, 我都有这个办法。
But to my peers, I have that method.
我很高兴,
I was happy.
哎呀, 我这样讲啊, 你们都答不上话来, 哎呀, 我觉得很得意。
As long as I say these things, you can't answer to me, I was very proud.
但慢慢主在我里头做工,
but the Lord worked in me slowly.
我知道,
I know.
不可以这样,
I cannot do that.
那么我就改变了,
and then slowly I changed.
那不是我里头没有东西,
it's not that there's nothing inside of me.
我知道怎么回应你,
I know how to respond to the person.
我知道我怎么讲话, 你就答不上来,
I know how to say things so that you cannot answer.
那我就不讲了,
then I stopped speaking.
然后我不讲话了。
And I don't say anything.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这是我自己一点小小的领会。
This is a little learning of mine.
你知道我们最近我们在主面前，我们礼拜五我们读诗篇。
You know that we are reading the book of Psalms on Friday nights.
我们读到象形之诗。
We're reading the ascending psalms, Psalms of Ascent.
第一篇的诗篇。
The first one.
这是诗篇120篇
It's Psalm 120
诗人在这里说
The psalmist wrote
他一开始就说了
Right at the beginning he said
他说神啊
He said oh God
求你救我脱离我这个嘴唇
Lord deliver my soul Lord from my lying lips
我的嘴是说反话的
My lips saying lying words
我的嘴讲话都是不好的话
Whatever comes off my tongues is not good
主啊要救我脱离这个
Lord deliver me
我不知道弟兄姊妹你读到这段诗篇你有什么感觉
I don't know when you read such a psalm what do you feel
但我心里头有一个感觉
I have this burden
原来诗人他想到一个事情
The psalmist thought of something
当他要唱这个诗篇
When he's about to sing the song
他要把这个诗篇唱在众人的跟前
Before he's to sing the song beforeall the people
他就发觉
he realized
原来他的嘴唇是这样的不干净
that and how dirty was his lips
他的舌头是这样不洁净
how unclean and deceitful were his tongue
他怎么用这个不干净的嘴唇不干净的舌头来唱神的诗篇在众百姓的跟前
how could he use a lying lips and deceitful tongue to sing praise to the Lord
所以他求主你要洁净我
then heplead with the Lord deliver me
他要把救我脱离这个不行的嘴
save me from these lying lips
这样我才能够把这个诗篇唱在神的跟前
then I can sing the song before the Lord
这是诗人的感觉
this is the psalmist's feeling
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们一天到晚讲了很多的话
throughout the day we say many things
那马太说，我们很多时候讲闲话。
In Matthew we say idle words.
那是不应该讲的话。
The things that we shouldn't say.
那保罗说，我们很多时候发怨言。
Paul says sometimes we complain.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
有没有
？Do we do that？
我们讲闲话很容易。
We say idle words easily.
我们很享受在这里讲来讲去。
We enjoy speaking da da da.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你的讲话要成为圣徒的榜样。
What you speak needs to be the example of saints.
你愿不愿意学习这个
？Do you want to learn that?
你愿不愿意在这个受一点的校正
？Do you want to be corrected on this matter?
在你讲话的事情上
on the matter of what you say
你愿意吗
do you want to
如果你愿意的话
if you want to
圣灵就会去指教你
the Holy Spirit will teach you
他要教你怎么在你的话语上面有更好的表现
he will instruct you how can you say better words
第二个
secondly
行为
in conduct
我想这个我们就知道了
I think we all know this
我们很知道要过怎么样的生活对吗
we all know how to live life
但弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters
你可以有好的生活
you can have a good life
你看看你旁边的弟兄访问你旁边上班的还是你的同学你感觉自己不错
you look around your co-workers your classmates you think you're good
因为你是基督徒他们不是
because you're a Christian they're not
但主的要求是更高一点
But what the Lord asks is even higher
你要把你的行为成为众信徒的榜样
Your conduct needs to be the example to the believers
你要给众信徒看见哎呀这个弟兄他的行为是不错的
You need to let the saints see that this one conducts well
哦弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你的行为怎么样
How is your conduct
原谅我说
Forgive me for saying
有的时候你坐在这里很乖哈、
You are behaving when you sit here
但有时候我看见你对待其他人我感觉我是看不过眼的、
Sometimes I have a hard time seeing how you treat others
原谅我弟兄姊妹
Forgive me for saying this
有时候你对你父母的行为实在不行的、
How you treat your parents is really not that great
你没有把父母放在该放的地位上
You didn't place your parents to where they belong to
你可能对其他人不错。
You probably are very good to others.
但对你最亲近的人。
But to those who are very dear to you.
你又是最亲爱的人。
For those you love the most.
你怎么来对待他们？
How do you treat them?
你的行为怎么样？
How is your conduct?
你知道我们在主面前这个要很小心啊。
You need to know that we need to be very careful about this.
你要在主面前有学习。
You need to learn this before the Lord.
你要这样才可以啊。
Yeah, you have to learn that.
我知道我不知道在这里有没有跟你说过。
I don't remember if I told you this.
我自己学了有功课。
I learned this lesson.
我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
我也传一点福音。
I also preach the gospel.
然后呢，我就叫了一班弟兄姊妹一起来。
So I gathered a group of brothers and sisters.
那他们有的是刚受浸的。
Some of them were just baptized.
有的还没有受洗。
Some were not even baptized.
我那时候我认为自己不错啊。
And back then I felt I was great.
我叫了大概五六个，有的信主没有信主来，我说我们一起读圣经。
I gathered about five or six of them together and say, let's read Bible together.
哎，那个时候他们也愿意来，真的奇怪。
Back then it's strangely they.They're willing to come.
那我就叫了他们来。
So I gathered them.
那有的还没有信主的，有的信主的。
Some are believers, some are not.
那我说我们一起祷告。
So I said, let's pray together.
那我就请其中一个信主，刚信主的弟兄在祷告。
So I asked one of the new believers to pray.
那当他这个年轻这个新信主的弟兄在祷告的时候。
So as this young brother started to pray.
那我祷告不是闭起眼睛，我是抬起头祷告。
I pray not with my eyes closed, but with my head lifted up.
我的 eye 没有 close. I
did not close
my
eyes. I opened my eyes and I look up.
我说良心的话。
I say truly.
我真的在祷告。
I was praying.
我一点都没有不敬虔。
I did not act ungodly.
我真的是，其实我的祷告，我把眼睛打开望着天祷。这样祷告，我真的在主面前心有祷告。
I opened my eyes and look up, and I was praying.
但你知道，在我当中有个还没有信主的同学。
But there was this unbeliever as my classmates.
一祷告完以后
，After the prayer，
他居然跟我说
，He came to me and said，
他说不定强啊
，He said Timothy，
到底你信主没有？你是不是信耶稣的
？Do you believe in Jesus？
你怎么把这样你每个人？低下头闭眼睛祷告你他当然也没有闭眼睛了不然他怎么看到我呢他说怎么你把眼睛打开望着天祷告
How can you open your eyes and pray and looking up? Of course he had his eyes open up
那下次我真的讲不上话来呀
I could not answer to him
原来这对他来说祷告就是这样的
For him praying is like that
那对我来说呢
But for me
我可以这样祷告
I could pray with my head bowed.
我也可以这样祷告。
I can also look up.
但从那个时候开始。
But from that point on.
我不再这样祷告了。
I don't do that anymore.
每次我都这样祷告。
Every time I bow my head and close my eyes.
对我来说，里头没有分别。
For me, there is no difference within.
但对我周围的那些信主不信主的人来说。
But for those believers or unbelievers around me.
有分别。
There is a difference.
有分别的
There is a difference.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
从那时候我开始我要小心
I started to be careful from that.
有的时候你在主面前有你的自由
Sometimes we have our freedom before our Lord.
但为着弟兄姊妹的缘故
But for the sake of the other believers,
你要过小心的生活
We need to have a careful life.
你的行为人家要看见的
How you conduct yourself, others can see.
我不管你背后有多少的理由。
Doesn't matter how many reasons you have.
人不看见你背后的理由的。
Other people don't see those reasons.
人家只看见你的表现是怎么样。
They will see how you conduct yourself.
然后他就下一个评语。
And then they will draw a conclusion.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天你的人所生活情形怎么样。
How do you conduct yourself?
现在我要骂人了。
I need to scold you now.
我们常常感觉为什么九点十五分的聚会常来的时候刚开始只来小猫几只
We feel that at the 9:15 meeting we just came like little pussycats little birds
好像你们都要慢慢到九点半才来的
It seems that you would gather by the time reaches 9:30
为什么呢
Why?
为什么要迟到呢
Why do you have to be late?
如果你真的要服侍主
If you truly to serve the Lord
如果你真的在主手里头要有用
If you want to be useful before the hands of the Lord
弟兄姊妹我不知道你背后的原因
I don't know your reasons
对不起我真的不知道
Sorry, I really don't know your reasons
当你在主面前有很多的理由
But you have many reasons before the Lord
我不是要你们太为难
I don't want to trouble you so much
但你要在主面前真的要好好来追求
But if you truly want to pursue the Lord
你这个总要在主面前过个好的表现的生活
You need to have a good conduct before the Lord
你总要能够守时啊
You need to be on time
我不知道你们上班会不会准时呢
I don't know if you go to work on time
我真的搞不懂啊
I don't understand this
为什么 你一个礼拜五天上班你都准时这是来到主面前一次你们不准时呢
5 days in a week you go to work on time but this once you come to the Lord you're late
你们早上要赶上班哎呀赶得一塌糊涂啊
When you are trying to make You work on time, you rush.
哎呦，你宁愿早点起来。
You'd rather get up earlier.
然后你说就赶去上班去。
And you rush to work.
我记得我年轻的时候。
When I was younger.
如果我等那个 bus 等不到。
If I can't wait for the bus.
我看见时间过了。
I see that the time has passed.
那我叫个计程车也要叫啊。
I'll get a taxi.
为什么
？Why？
我不能迟到啊。
I cannot be late。
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters。
如果你常常聚会都迟到的话
，If you're often late for the meetings，
你怎么能够成为众信徒的榜样
？How can you be the conduct or an example of conduct？
那弟兄姊妹看你们都是迟到的话，哎呀，每个人都迟到，那怎么办呢
？Others see you see you're late and everybody's late, and what do we do？
哎呀，我弟兄讲得很好玩。
So one brother said well。
他说：“既然弟兄姊妹九点十五分来不了。”
Since they can't show up by 9:15,
好吧，我们把聚会时间改成九点半。
Can we move the meeting time to 9:30?
那他们都准时了。
Then they'll be on time.
我说不可能。
Said, no, no, no.
你把时间改到九点半。
If you move the time to 9:30,
他们就九点四十五才来。
Show up 9:45.
如果你把时间改到九点四十五
，If you move the time to 9:45,
他们就十点钟才来。
Show up 10 sharp.
那问题不在你把时间往后挪怎么样
？The matter of the problem is not to move the time.
问题是你。
It's about the heart.
你是在主面前看哦，弟兄姊妹。
We look at this before the Lord.
我告诉你自己的故事。
I tell you my story.
这个在北美不可能发生。
This cannot happen in North America.
我18岁、19岁的时候。
When I was about 18 or 19 years old.
那有一次。很难得，教会的负责弟兄说：“郭林强，下个礼拜你翻译。”
Rarely, the brother asked me, "Next week, Timothy, you're translating."
那聚会是七点半。
The meeting starts at 7:30.
你七点十五分你就来祷告。
So, you come to pray with us 7:15.
我听了。
I heard it.
七点半聚会嘛。
7:30, we have the meeting.
我大概七点十六十七分吧，我赶到会所。
I rushed to the assembly by 7:16 or 7:17.
我一跑去。
I ran in.
那个 office 的门已经关了。
The office door was already closed.
讲员在里头祷告。
And the speakers were inside praying.
然后我怎么办
？So what did I do？
那个时候不像今天。
It wasn't like this today.
今天你不管你门一推你就进去了嘛。
And you can push the door and you can go inside.
那个时候门关了，我怎么敢进去啊
？At that time, you know, the door is closed. How can I go in?
然后我就站在外头。
So I stood outside.
就等啊。
I wait for it.
等到差不多25分。
By about 25.
那他们祷告就出来了。
They finished the prayer. They come up.
那个时候那个负责弟兄看到我。
So the responsible brother saw me.
看看来了
He said, "You're here."
今天不用翻译了
You don't need to translate today.
你迟到
You're late.
一句话
Just that's what he said.
我好难过啊
I was feel sad.
怎么迟了两分钟啊
I was 2 minutes.
我聚会还没有开始啊
Meeting haven't even started.
其实我有很多的理由
I have many excuses.
这个负责弟兄连问都没有问。
The brother never asked my reason.
真没有爱心。
I was lack of love.
就没有了。
And that was it.
我要告诉你。
So I need to tell you.
以后。
From now on.
每一次如果我翻译的话。
And every time I need to translate.
我七点钟就到了。
I will be there at 7.
我七点钟就到聚会所了。
I'll be in the assembly by 7 o'clock.
然后就等在哪里。
I'll just wait there.
然后我就可以进去。
So then I can go inside.
我为什么把这个告诉你。
Why do I tell you about this?
我感谢主。
I thank my Lord.
那时候我有个渴慕的心。
I have the hunger.
我要服侍主。
I want to serve the Lord.
我希望有一点机会能够服侍主。
I want to have some opportunities to serve
the Lord. 虽然那个时候那个弟兄对我好像一点同情都没有。
And even though the brother seems haven't taken any pity on me.
那弟兄说更严厉的话。
And the brother said even harsher words.
小事不忠心，大事怎么能忠心？
You're not faithful on small matters, how can you be faithful on bigger matters?
然后我就乖乖地坐在后头。
And then I'll just quietly sit.
但感谢主。
But thank Lord.
那次那个弟兄把我扭了一下。
And the brother that time twisted me a little.
我没有将一扭就扭断了。
He didn't snap me.
不是我有什么好。
It's not that there's any good in me.
我只有个心。
I have the heart.
我要来服侍主。
I want to serve the Lord.
感谢主，今天我就改变了。
I thank my Lord that I changed.
以后每次聚会我就很早来。
And every time I came early to the meetings.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你要真给主用。
If you want to be used by the Lord.
你真希望我们这个五十四节的会所真的显明神丰富的荣耀。
And you want the BCA to show off the glory of the Lord.
你这个我们亲爱的年轻弟兄姊妹，你正在这里显明神家的丰富。
And if you want to show off.The abundance of the God.
不单在这里。
It's not just in our head.
你要在你的行为上。
You need to do it in your conduct.
在你小的事情上。
And small matters.
成为信徒的榜样。
And become an example for the saints.
感谢主。
I thank our Lord.
其实主是最好的老师。
Our Lord indeed is the best teacher.
他要教导我们。
He wants to teach us.
如果我们能够柔软地放在主的手里，
and if we can be soft and place ourselves in His hands,
主能够来制作我们，
and the Lord can mold us.
还有爱心，
and in love.
我想杰我们都知道，
I think we all know this.
你爱一个人，
if you love someone,
你就愿意为他受苦，
you want to suffer for him,
你就愿意来服侍他，
and you want to serve him.
如果你不爱一个人，
if you don't love,
你就发觉服侍他是件难的事情，
and you realize serve that person is not easy.
你知道圣经怎么说雅各啊？
And you know what the Bible says about Jacob.
他因为爱拉结，
and because he loved Rachel.
那七年对他来说好像几天一样就过去了。
He sees 7 years as a few days.
他在哪里劳力啊？
And he toiled.
那是他是这日子一点都不长。
But the days were very short to him.
他愿意为着拉结，他就愿意为拉结受尽很多的苦。
For the sake of Rachel, he wanted to suffer.
你爱我们的主。
You love our Lord.
你爱弟兄姊妹。
You love the brothers and sisters.
你要为他放下你的自己。
For his sake, you need to lay down yourself.
我们说爱主。
We say that we love our Lord.
当你说爱弟兄姊妹。
We say we love our brothers and sisters.
你愿不愿意把你的时间给他？
Do you want to give them your time?
这是很现实的。
This is very real.
你越爱一个人。
The more you love someone,
你越能够把时间给他，对吗？
And the more you can give your time to that person.
不管你多忙，
no matter how busy you are,
对你爱的人，
for someone you love,
你总是有时间给他的。
You always have time for that person.
想想看，
think about it.
当你很爱个女孩子，
when you like a girl,
就是你手上的东西有多忙。
It doesn't matter how busy you are.
你总有时间分给他。
You always have time to give her.
对吗？
Is that right?
恐怕很多时候慢慢我们爱淡了以后，我们的时间就拿回来给自己。
It seems that as our love lessens, we keep our time to ourselves.
有一个妈妈
there was this mother.
她有四个孩子
She has four kids.
当她烧完饭以后
After she cooked the food.
然后她对孩子说
And the child said,
妈妈今天累了
Mom, you're tired.
好吧你替我洗一洗这个盘子
Oh, Mom, I'm tired. Can you wash dishes for me?
大女儿说
the oldest daughter said,
我要考试。
I have an exam.
第二女儿说
The second daughter said,
我还有个 assignment 还没有做完。
I have homework to do.
第三个女儿说
The third daughter said,
我的房间还没有整理。
And my room needs to be cleaned up.
第四个女儿
And the fourth daughter said,
她什么都没有说。
She didn't say anything.
她就赶快跑去把盘子洗干净。
So she ran and she cleaned up the dishes.
谁爱妈妈呢？
Who loves the mom?
他们都有理由啊
They all have their reasons
都有的很非常合理的理由
Legitimate reasons
但问题是
But
爱是怎么表现的
How do you show love
我不需要再讲太多了
I don't want to say anymore
再底下
Next
信心
In faith
什么叫信心
What is faith
信心是说明我们对神的信靠
Faith shows that we trust our God
你知道神在旧约很特别。
It's very special in the Old Testament.
对神来说，神不需要信心。
For God, God does not need faith.
你中文跟英文有一点分别。
There's a little Chinese English difference.
但英文就好一点。
English is a little better.
我们在神跟前，我们需要有信心，有 faith.
Before Our Lord, we need to have faith.
但神他不需要信心。
But God does not need faith.
神有什么？
What does God have?
神有信实。
He has his faithfulness.
他在他是 faithfulness.
On his point of view, he has faithfulness.
在我们是有信心。
In us, we have faith.
我们有多少的信心？
How much faith we have.
我们就经历他的 faithfulness 有多少。
We will experience the equal amount of his faithfulness.
在他永远没有问题。
There is no problem with him.
神永远是信实的神。
God is always faithful.
那我们对他有多少的信心？
How much faith do we have toward him?
换句话说
In another words,
在很多的事情上头
in many things,
你信我们神是活的吗
Do you believe that our God is living?
你相信他是掌管你的生命的吗
do you believe that he is in charge of your life?
你要相信他要把你所有的前途都握在他的手里吗
Do you believe that he has all your futures in his hand?
你有多少的相信
How much faith you have?
在神哪里就有多少的 faithfulness?向着你的信心
In God, there's equal amount of faithfulness towards you.
你在你的生活里头，你有没有把这个信心摆在众圣徒的跟前？
In your life, have you placed such faith before the saints?
还是你只用自己的办法？
Or is it you just use your own ways?
不容易哦。
It's not easy.
这是很大。
It's hard.
这是很大的考验。
It's a very great testing.
有些弟兄姊妹
some brothers and sisters,
我感谢主
I thank the Lord.
我在他身上得到很多的帮助
I have found many help from them.
不是他的道理能讲多少
It's not that how much he can preach.
不是他的圣经里头的知识有多少
It's not how knowledgeable of the Bible.
实在说起来对圣经的知识我可能比他知道更多
Truly, probably I know more about the Bible than him.
但他对主的信心
But the faith toward the Lord
是成为我的榜样
That became my example.
我实在发觉我够不上他
I found that I lack.
他的确是把他自己完全投在主的身上
Truly, he placed himself in the hands of the Lord.
主说了
The Lord said.
主就答应了
And the Lord promised.
他就把自己交托了
And then he entrusted himself to the Lord.
最后一个
Lastly.
清洁
purity
那中文的清洁就是感觉是干干净净
purity sometimes means clean
但其实英文是翻得更好
the English is better
就是单纯
it's simple
就是向着主有一个单纯的心
a heart that is innocent toward the Lord
在他没有别的东西了
there is no other thing
在他里头只有一个心愿
in his heart there's only one desire
只有一个是他要的
there's only one thing he needs
他要得到主的自己
he wants to obtain the Lord himself
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
但愿在神的家里头
I hope that in the household of God,
我们正看见这样的榜样
we can truly see such an example.
有一个弟兄
there is this brother,
在他里头发现一个单纯
we found that this purity in him.
以后接过一个清新马太福音说一个清新在主人跟前
like in Matthew, someone with a clean heart.
他要得做主
someone who wants to obtain the Lord
主要给他看见
and the Lord will show him
恐怕今天我们要求的东西太多了
I'm afraid that today we demand many things
好像追求主得做主的事情在我们那个排这是我们所谓的排表上头那个排号体里头是排在很后头
As if pursuing the Lord is at the very bottom of our priority list.
今天主摆在哪里?
Where is the Lord on that list?
你把他放在什么地方?
Where did you put him?
什么是清洁?什么是 purity?
What is purity?
你只有一个心。
You have this one heart.
主,我要得着你。
Lord, I want you.
我要得着你的自己。
I want to obtain yourself.
为了你。
For you,
我什么都可以放下。
I can lay down all my things.
绝不是容易。
It's not easy.
但如果你有这样心的话
But if you have such a heart,
主要把他自己真的给你。
The Lord will give you himself.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 不是主不给啊。
It's not that the Lord withhold himself.
是你不要啊。
It's you do not want.
有的时候弟兄姊妹来问我说为什么我读圣经读来读去没有东西啊
Sometimes someone come to me, you know, I read the Bible, but I don't receive much.
为什么我读来读去好像都没有读到东西啊
I read and I don't seem to hit the point.
那问题在哪里
So what's the problem?
问题是你不要啊
The problem is you do not ask.
我在主面前有的时候我不放主过去
Sometimes I don't let my Lord go
我主啊你要讲话
I said Lord speak
主我要啊
I want this
我一定要你要告诉我
I want this you need to tell me this
感谢主
I thank my Lord
我不要走
I don't want him to go
我要照着主主如果你不跟我讲话我就不放你过去
I want to grab him you know as long as you don't speak to me I won't let you go
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是 purity
That is purity.
那主一定把他自己向我们打开。
And the Lord will show you himself.
我没有时间了，弟兄姊妹。
We ran out of time this morning.
今天早上，我想我不是在这里把一个大的道理摆在你们的跟前。
And I'm not presenting to you a great doctrine.
但我心里头有一个感觉。
But I have this burden.
主真的在我们当中要做点事情。
And the Lord is doing something in us.
主不要他自己的教会将够不上他的心意。
And the Lord doesn't want his own church so lacking from his will.
主也在年轻的弟兄姊妹心里头做了一点工作。
The Lord also started his work in the young brothers and sisters.
但愿我们在主跟前真有这个心。
May we truly have this heart before the Lord.
不要叫人小看你年轻。
Don't let anyone despise your youth.
这里保罗不是说把你恩赐表明出来
Paul didn't say show off your gift
保罗不是说把你能力表现出来
Paul didn't say show off your power
保罗不是说把你的方法表明出来
Paul didn't say show off your method, your strength
保罗说你要把你用你的言语行为信心爱心清洁上
But in In word, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Be an example to the believers. This is His calling to us. This is the calling for every one of us.
站在你前面的弟兄可以还没有达到这个标准。
The brothers standing in front of you have not met that standard.
但我亲爱的年轻弟兄姊妹
But dear young brothers and sisters
我们真好走在主的路上
We walk on the path of our Lord
这样主在我们身上才有路啊
And then the Lord have way on us
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our heads and pray
我的主我把每个青年弟兄放在你的手里
My Lord I give all the young brothers and sisters into your hands
他们的心愿主你看见了。
Lord, you know their desires.
但你也知道。
And you also know.
有的时候我们心灵虽然愿意，但是肉体就会软弱。
Sometimes our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
所以主求你加强我们的力量。
So Lord, strengthen us.
叫我们真的爱你。
And so that we can truly love you.
我们就愿意很柔软的放在你的手中。
So we can be soft in your hands.
好叫你能够再记作我们。
So that you can mold us.
叫我们成为合乎你使用的器皿。
And we can be a vessel to be used.
好叫我们在我们的言语上
so that in our word
在我们的行为上
in our conduct
在我们的爱心上
in our love
信心和清洁上
in our faith and purity
真成为众信徒的榜样
and become an example to the saints
能够看见我们结伴人是披戴基督活在主人的跟前
and others will see us as we are wearing Christ and living before the Lord
主怜悯我们
Lord, have mercy on us.
求求你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.